Happy New Year! Feliz Año Nuevo to everyone listening. I'm really looking forward to a new year. It somewhat feels like a fresh start, even though it's just another day of the week. But I'm really excited. And I hope all of your New Year's goals and resolutions come true. I have a few on my mind, but I'd say my most important one is to really prioritize self-care. Although I'm generally an active and healthy person, sometimes I get so caught up in my ambitions that I forget to take care of my body and my mind, and then I lose sleep over it, and obviously that affects my overall performance and mood. It's just not good. So, my 2018 resolution is to be more kind and mindful of my well-being for the sake of my happiness. Alright, on to the last episode of the year. I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who've been supporting me, listening to me speak and blabber about something that I'm so deeply passionate about. I have friends who talk to me about my episodes, give me feedback, give me input, and just let me know that they're listening and they continue to support and encourage me, and that means the world to me. So thank you so much. I know who you are. You know who you are. And some of you, I don't know who you are. And if you're listening, share with your friends and just know that this really means a lot to me. So please reach out and let me know what you want me to talk about, what you like, what you don't like. And I'm here. I'm here for you. Okay, so welcome to Unearthed by Sandra. I am Sandra Largaspada, a food industry professional, a food science and technology graduate, and an ardent animal lover working to improve the lives of animals, and here to educate you about food. In each episode, I will share blogs and resources from some of the most amazing plant-based food and conscious lifestyle writers from around the world. I'll also be interviewing people and professionals with powerful stories that will inspire you and educate you about the food system. Today's topic is how to read food labels to avoid eating animal products. This is really helpful if you're someone who never reads food labels. You're more than likely to find it a bit more difficult when you're shopping around for vegan products because you may not really know what to look for. And that's completely okay. It all starts with taking the initiative to learn, just like you're doing right now, listening to me speak. And after you're done, you may realize how little you know about what you're putting inside your body, which makes this exercise of learning how to read nutrition labels extremely valuable. Everyone should know what they're putting in and on their body, and today we're strictly going to talk about food. The goal is to get you from novice to an informed consumer by the end of the episode. I wish I could say you'd be an expert right away, but the reality of it is, just like any other skill, you need to practice this in order to develop the ability to know what to look for when you're grocery shopping. All right, let's get started. You may have learned how to read nutrition labels sometime in your life, though the focus may have been placed mostly on calories and the nutrition facts rather than the ingredients. That's because most health classes aren't there to teach you about ethics, allergens, or how to break down funky ingredients that you can hardly pronounce, like monosodium glutamate or hydrogenated oils. So here are 5 actionable steps you can take to make informed choices at the grocery store if you're eating a plant-based diet. Number 1. Does the packaging say vegan or vegetarian on it? There has never been a better time to go vegan. There are more options than ever before, with a ton of food packages already containing the certified vegan logo or the European V label, which is an encircled letter V, the seal of quality for vegan and vegetarian products. They are similar to the kosher label. The vegan logos are to show that the products don't contain any animal byproducts or products that have been tested on animals. However, not every single vegan product has a seal or logo on it, because in order for products to become certified, the companies producing the items have to pay a fee to the logo organizations to stamp their packages with vegan seals. But I won't get into the regulatory aspect of it today. And sometimes you'll find that instead of a logo, the product is labeled with a claim such as dairy-free, egg-free, gluten-free, and so forth. You still need to read the ingredient statement to make sure there aren't any traces of animal bones like gelatin or milk proteins like whey and casein and other animal-derived byproducts. Number 2, read the allergen statement below the ingredients in bold. If the product doesn't have a vegan seal of any sort, then immediately check the allergen statement. Luckily, there's an allergy legislation that requires all food companies to identify any one of the 7 common allergens: eggs, milk, shellfish, fish, tree nuts, peanuts, and soy. If you see any animal product here, then you automatically know it's not vegan. Number 3, read the ingredient statement once more to check if there are any of the following items that I'm about to name: honey, albumin, which comes from eggs found in some cottage cheeses or Greek yogurts, butterfat, whey and casein, which are milk proteins used in some supplements, breads, and baked goods. Carmine comes from the crushed body of the cochineal beetle and is used for its red dye in some foods. By the way, if you've never seen how this red dye is made, you should watch it. It's absolutely gruesome. Gelatin, made from boiling skin, tendons, ligaments, or bones, and it usually comes from cows. It's used in jelly, chewy sweets, cakes, and in vitamins as coatings or capsules or gummies. Lactose, a milk sugar. Lard or tallow, animal fat typically used as a shortening in baking because of its large fat crystals. L-cysteine can be derived from both human and animal hair or feathers. It's found in some bagels, pizzas, bread loaves, and pastries. Vitamin D3, which may be derived from fish oil or eggs. Are you still there? I promise I'm almost done. So dairy-free or lactose-free doesn't necessarily mean vegan. In fact, more often than not, they're not vegan, so make sure to read the label as you would any other product. Glycerine, glycerol, lactic acid, mono or diglycerides, and stearic acid can all be from slaughterhouse fat, but could also be vegan. If they are plant-derived, then it should say so on the label. Which leads us to number 4. If in doubt, contact the manufacturer. There will be instances where you might still be unsure if something is vegan. Typically, this is when an item is labeled as vegetarian and contains an ingredient which could or could not be vegan. But there are no further details to confirm this either way. What you do here is entirely over to you. But you may want to make contact with the manufacturer directly, especially if it's a preferred food and you're wanting peace of mind. If you do choose to get in touch, then here's a little tip. Be specific. If you just ask, "Is it vegan?" a lot of the time they'll just play it safe and say no. A good question to ask is, "I notice this item isn't listed as vegan, but there isn't anything obviously not vegan in its ingredients. Could you please confirm if there is anything that makes it unsuitable? You know, cross-contamination during manufacture, or ingredients involving animal products," you are more than likely to receive a detailed reply. Plus, contacting these companies directly is also positive in that it highlights the need for better labeling and it promotes demand for vegan products at the same time. And finally, number 5, is the product vegan if it says manufactured on equipment that also processes milk, eggs, or other allergens? Or some products may say may contain traces of milk. The amount of milk or egg that gets into the product made on shared equipment or in a shared facility will vary, but usually it won't be high. In many cases, due to the cleaning process between production runs, it'll only be small trace amounts, and we're talking parts per million. This is not a problem for most people who avoid milk, but can be a problem for those who have severe or life-threatening food allergies, or who generally find themselves extremely sensitive to dairy products or eggs. It could also be a major issue in the rare situations where cleaning processes are not practiced between production runs. For example, a crossover from a milk chocolate drink to a dark chocolate drink. In these cases, more than trace amounts may be found in the end product. In your situation, dairy and eggs may not be an immediate danger since you're really just trying to eat a plant-based diet. If this is the case, then products that contain some cross-contamination of animal allergens would probably not be a major health concern. So it's really entirely up to you whether you want to eat the product or not. And there you have it, the 5 actionable steps you can take to avoid eating animal products. Okay, how are you feeling? Was that a lot of information or what? I really don't want you to feel overwhelmed or discouraged to eat plant-based. Remember, the goal is to make small changes. Maybe you don't want to check every single ingredient statement, and that's fine. Just start by checking the more obvious products like pastries, breads, candies, and beverages. I promise you, as time passes, reading nutrition labels will become second nature to you. If you enjoyed today's audio and would like to learn more about how to read nutrition labels when you're trying to avoid animal products, check out the description section of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know your thoughts, what you learned, or what plant-based topics you want to hear. Send me a tweet at UnearthedbySandra or a message on LinkedIn or Instagram. And tune in next Sunday for some more plant-based tips. Happy New Year!